Benjamin Netanyahu repeated Tuesday his intention to launch a large-scale invasion in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, which he maintains is the last remaining stronghold of Hamas militants. Speaking to a group of new army recruits, Netanyahu said Israel will complete the elimination of the Hamas battalions, including in Rafah. He added, "There is no force in the world that will stop us." Any large-scale invasion of Rafah has raised international concerns about an estimated 1.4 million Palestinians sheltering in the city, most of whom are displaced from other parts of the Gaza Strip. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has opposed such an operation and has insisted on seeing Israel's plans for how they would conduct it. At a joint news conference with British Foreign Secretary David Cameron Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said they have yet to see Israel's plan.
The president's been very clear about our concerns, our deep concerns, about Israel's ability to move civilians out of harm's way, to care for them once they're out of harm's way, and to have any kind of major military operation that doesn't do real harm to civilians, to children, to women, to men.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Joint Chiefs Chairman General C.Q. Brown Jr. testified before the U.S. Congress Tuesday about the Pentagon's $850 billion budget for 2025, as questions remained as to whether lawmakers will support current spending needs for Israel or Ukraine. In his opening statement, Austin made clear the case for additional aid for Ukraine, saying Russian President Vladimir Putin is betting the U.S. will abandon Ukraine.
If the Kremlin prevails in Ukraine, it would embolden would-be aggressors around the globe. The United States would be far less secure if Putin got his way in Ukraine. And President Biden has warned that Putin will not stop at Ukraine.
This is VOA News. Ireland's Parliament Tuesday elected Simon Harris as the country's new prime minister, and at 37, the youngest prime minister ever.